because we're not going to extend the moratorium, which expires end of business today. That's good news. So we'll move right along to grant requests.
Oh, my.
Mrs. Jennings.
Thank you, Mr. President. The first grant request is Seaford Historical Society. They're requesting support for their exhibit, Women in the Workplace at the Seaford Museum. There is no specific amount requested, and there have been no past grants for this project.
I'll make a motion we grant $500 from Mr. Vinson's Councilmatic.
Motion, Mr. Cole.
Second.
Second, Mrs. Deaver. To grant $500 to Seaford Historical Society for Seaford Museum exhibit from my Councilmatic account. Questions on the motion? Take the vote, Mrs. Deaver.
Yes.
Cole.
Yes.
Starlet.
Yes.
Wilson.
Yes.
I vote yes. Next, ma'am.
Okay. Next one is the Coastal Concerts is requesting between $1,000 to $1,500 for the support of their educational outreach and scholarship fund. Over 18 years, they have provided public concerts in Lewis, free community lectures and performances, and in-school programs. Last grant received was $500, which was $250 for Ms. Deaver and $250 for Mr. Cole.
Again. Mr. Do that again.
Second.
Mr. Cole.
Motion, Mrs. Deaver. Second, Mr. Cole, to grant $500, being $250 from Mrs. Deaver's account, $250 from Mr. Cole's Councilman account, to the Coastal Concerts for scholarship funding. Questions on the motion? Take the vote, Mrs. Deaver.
Yes.
Mr. Cole.
Yes.
Mr. Arlett.
Yes.
Mr. Wilson.
Yes.
I vote yes. Motion carried. Next.
Okay. The next one is Clear Space Theater Company is requesting $1,500 for their scholarship program to the Clear Space Performing Institute for students who cannot afford the full tuition for a class. The Institute offers educational opportunities unique to Lewis, Milton, and Rehoboth Beach. Last grant received was $500, which was $250 from Ms. Deaver and $250 from Mr. Cole.
Well, it's for education. I think I'd like just to repeat that.
Okay, that's fine. Yes. Second.
Motion, Mrs. Deaver. Second, Mr. Cole, to grant $500 to Clear Space Theater Company for scholarship funding, being $250 from Mrs. Deaver's account and $250 from Mr. Cole's account. Questions on the motion? Take the vote, Mrs. Deaver.
Yes.
Mr. Cole.
Yes.
Mr. Arlett.
I'm going to vote no.
Mr. Wilson.
Yes.
I'll vote yes. Motion carried.
Okay. The next one is the City of Lewis is requesting assistance for the design and printing of the brochure for the historic Lewis Byway. There's no specific amount requested. Last grant received was $7,000 from Ms. Deaver.
But not for a brochure.
No.
It was for construction, I believe. My motion would be that I $500 from my account.
Second.
Motion, Mrs. Deaver. Second, Mr. Cole, to grant $500 to City of Lewis for Historical Lewis Byway Committee for brochure expenses from Mrs. Deaver's Councilmatic account. Questions on the motion? Take the vote, Mrs. Deaver.
Yes.
Mr. Cole.
Yes.
Mr. Arlett.
Yes.
Mr. Wilson.
Yes.
I have yes. Motion carried. Mr. Moore, introduction proposed zoning ordinances. You got
yes,
a few of them.
There's quite a few of them. The first one's Mr. Cole's district, an ordinance to grant a conditional use of land in an AR1 agricultural residential district for an office to be located on a certain parcel of land lying and being in Baltimore 100, Sussex County, containing 25,163 square feet, more or less.
Mr. Cole introduces it.
The next one is Mr. Wilson's district, an ordinance grant a conditional use of land in an AR1 agricultural residential district for an office and storage area for U-Haul vehicles and trailers to be located on certain parcel of land lying and being in Cedar Creek 100, Sussex County, containing 34,788 square feet, more or less.
Yes.
Mr. Wilson introduces it.
The next one, Ms. Deaver's district, an ordinance grant a conditional use of land in an AR1 agricultural residential district for medical offices to be located on a certain parcel of land lying and being in Lewis Rehoboth 100, Sussex County, containing 1.54 acres, more or less.
All right.
Mrs. Deaver introduces it.
The next one's Mr. Wilson's district, an ordinance to amend the comprehensive zoning map of Sussex County from an AR1 agricultural residential district to a LI2 light industrial district for a certain parcel of land lying and being in Nanticoke 100, Sussex County, containing 1.079 acres, more or less.
Mr. Wilson introduces it.
The next one's Ms. Deaver's district, an ordinance to amend the comprehensive zoning map of Sussex County from an AR1 agricultural residential district to a CR1 commercial residential district for a certain parcel of land lying and being in Broadkill 100, Sussex County, containing 2.98 acres, more or less.
I'll introduce it.
Mrs. Deaver introduces it.
And the last one is in Mr. Vincent's district, an ordinance to amend the comprehensive zoning map of Sussex County from an LI1 limited industrial district to a LI2 light industrial district for a certain parcel of land lying and being in Northwest 400, Sussex County, containing 13.604 acres, more or less.
I'll introduce it. Council member comments. Council member comments.
Well,
we probably talked out, aren't we?
I saw some construction across the street from my house. Not exactly, but sort of catty corner. It looked like it could be maybe for a paramedic station. Sure looks like it could be. It's in a cornfield, or it's in a farm field. But
there you go.
I'm happy to see it.
Any more council member comments?
Cornfield's gone.
And soon will be. Entertain a motion to go to executive session for pending litigation and land acquisition.
So moved.
Motion, Mr. Arlett.
Yes.
Second, Mrs. Deaver. We're going to executive session for pending litigation and land acquisition. Any questions on the motion? Take the vote, Mrs. Deaver.
Yes.
Mr. Cole.
Yes.
Mr. Arlett.
Yes.
Mr. Wilson.
Yes.
I vote yes. Motion carried. We're now going to executive session.